It's here and now, and we want to go now to Washington State, where there is now a list of 108 people who may be missing after that massive mudslide Saturday. The slide killed at least 8 and wiped out buildings in the town of Oso, 50 miles north of Seattle. At a press conference today, Snohomish County Fire Chief Travis Hott said there is still a search for survivors, but
the situation is very grim. We're still holding out hope that we're going to be able to find people that may still be alive. But keep in mind, we have not found anybody alive on this pile since Saturday.
Lisa Brooks is a reporter at Here Now contributing station KUOW in Seattle. Lisa, 108 people. Now, we're told this is a soft list. What does this mean?
A soft list means that they have been collating a number of different lists that agencies and independent bloggers have been compiling. And so they have kind of been comparing and contrasting all of these lists. And so there may be someone named Frank on one list who's listed as Francis on another list, mm-hmm. and they're not sure right now if that's the same person or if that's two separate people.
Right, or somebody who knew a construction worker that may have been driving by at that time and hasn't been heard from but may turn out not to have been there at all. Do we know why this happened?
Well, this is the Northwest, and we get a lot of rain, and this has been an especially wet March, especially over the last few weekends. We were just saturated, and so there are geologists and climatologists who at this point are surmising that this was really just groundwater saturation from the heavy rainfall.
Well, and I'm sure people are worried about where it might happen next. And in addition to mudslides, the slide dumped a huge amount of debris in the Stillaguamish River, we understand. Here's Steve Thompson, Director of Public Works for Snohomish County.
The slide debris that's laying in the bottom of the river, it's about a mile long, probably 1,000 feet wide, you know, probably an estimate of 15 million cubic yards of material. It's massive. I mean, it's the biggest thing I have seen in the 30 years I've been working in this area.
Well, so Lisa, that means that there's this huge thing in the river causing water to back up. What are the concerns there?
Well, the big concerns are flooding that is behind that wall of water. Now, one of the things that they are actually relieved about is that another channel has started to naturally form, but there's still a lot of water rising. In fact, I believe that John Pennington, who heads the County Department of Emergency Management, said there are 7 homes that are completely flooded right now, up to the eaves, he said, and that the waters there keep on rising. But he said they're moving slowly, so they're able to monitor that situation.
And very, very briefly, Lisa, it's a terrible thought, but we heard that people were crying. They heard voices crying for help.
They did hear a number of voices, but apparently those voices stopped after Sunday morning. Mm. So at this point, we haven't heard any new reports of that.
Oh, terrible. Lisa Brooks from Here Now contributing station KUOW there in Seattle. Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're welcome.